You are listening to the Reality Steve podcast with your host, Reality Steve. He's got all the latest info and behind-the-scenes juice on Matt's season of The Bachelor and interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. Now, here's Reality Steve.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to podcast number 225. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you for tuning in. Great show for you again this week. Another Temptation Island guest. Last week we had Kendall Kirkland. The other half of that couple on Temptation Island is his girlfriend, Erica Washington. And she's joining us today. And if you listened to Kendall last week, you can listen to Erica this week and maybe compare notes. And we go over some of the stuff that Kendall said, and Erica's very open and honest in all the questions that I ask her, and you can do your own digging if you'd like. So we'll get to that momentarily. Obviously, yesterday was a big day in that I revealed the twist that you're going to see on Monday, the After the Final Rose. If you did not read yesterday, either my Instagram or my Twitter or read my column, and you don't want to know, then I guess plug your ears for the next 30 seconds to a minute. But so that's the basics of what goes down on Monday at the After the Final Rose, is that Katie is announced as the Bachelorette. But in addition, Michelle is also announced as the Bachelorette. I don't know what order it actually happens in, but they did show a clip on the After the Final Rose of Emmanuel on one of the Bachelor sites. And you hear Emmanuel saying, "We've got a curveball coming up." That's what this is. Because when they filmed that show, for a month, I've been saying Katie's the Bachelorette. Earlier that week, before they taped, I said Katie will be named the Bachelorette earlier this week. So I'm guessing that's why they have Emmanuel saying that, to make people think that it's not Katie or whatever the case may be. But it is Katie. She starts her filming, I believe it's next weekend is the first night. Because I'm starting to get guys on her season that I will reveal next week. And then I'm hearing that it's starting next weekend. So they really didn't delay it a week. Because this is the week where that show normally starts. Which is the same week that the Bachelor finale airs is when the Bachelorette season begins. Bachelorette finale is always on a Monday or a Tuesday when they do a two-night finale. And then the Bachelorette season starts later on that week. So you've got that. But then later on this summer, Michelle is going to have her own Bachelorette season, which really is interesting when you look at the schedule for these Bachelor producers. Not like I care how much they work, but, you know, Katie's season starts filming probably next weekend. And that'll go till end of April. And then, you know, you've got Paradise that films in June. That's usually first week of June till pretty much the end of June. Then Michelle's season we know is filming this summer because she's a teacher and she didn't want to leave her students. So my guess is they're going to take most of July and go into August to film Michelle's season. And then we know The Bachelor films third week of September till right before Thanksgiving. So this Bachelor and Bachelorette production team doesn't have more than a month off for the rest of the calendar year of 2021, except the last week of November and all of December. So this idea of this senior Bachelor show that they keep pitching during the commercials, I don't know when this thing is going to film. They don't have more than a month off, and it's going to be the same production team, I would think, unless they go to more of a skeleton crew for that show because there's not going to be any travel. I don't know, but it really seems difficult that they'd be able to film that particular season of the senior Bachelor or Bachelorette thing that they want to do sometime in 2021, because I just laid out the rest of their schedule. They have four more seasons to film in 2021. Katie's season, Bachelor in Paradise, Michelle's season, and the next Bachelor. So I know a lot of you are asking me, well, how is it going to work with Michelle? When's it going to air? Let's face it. Last summer, Claire's season started filming July 18th. I think they're going to start earlier than that for Michelle. I don't think they're starting that late in July. So I'm assuming it's going to be on the same schedule. They're going to film in July, maybe into August, and it's going to start airing in October, like Claire's did. clarentaceous season started, what, October? Oh gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head. I want to say like October 8th or so, something like that, and ended right before Christmas. So we're going to get another six straight months of, well, gosh, I mean, you're going to have, let's back up here, this year. KD season's going to start filming. It's going to start airing in May and at the end of July. That'll go right into Paradise airing. That'll go into mid-September. They will be airing Paradise. Well, they're going to be airing KD's, like the back half of KD's season and probably the beginning of Paradise while they're filming Michelle's season. And then when Paradise is going to go until pretty much mid-September airing. Then they start filming Bachelor. And just like when Matt's season was filming, Claire's season was airing, probably going to be the same exact thing this year. When the next Bachelor season is filming, Michelle's season will be airing. And then it'll end right before Christmas, and we'll go right into Bachelor 2022. So we're going to have, again, a lot of Bachelor programming coming up, and that's not even including this senior show, which I, again, like I said, I don't know when this thing is going to get filmed. But the results yesterday, after I put out the spoiler, has been pretty positive. I mean, it's actually been way more positive than I usually expect. Most things get shit on in this franchise. So I'd say, based on the emails that I got, the tweets that I saw, the DMs that I got, I'd say 80 to 90% approval rate that this is the twist that was on the show, that people like it. Which is kind of funny, because when all I had out there was Katie's Your Bachelorette, it was probably 50-50. Like, I love Katie. She's great. Can't wait to watch her season. And then 50% of the audience was like, eh, I can't believe they're choosing Katie when they had so many other women who finished ahead of her and so many other great women of color. And then yesterday I make the announcement that, yeah, Katie's getting a season, but also Michelle. And everyone's like, oh, this is awesome. Like, they almost kind of, I have a feeling all the people that were like anti-Katie were like, well, I'm good with Katie's season now because Michelle got one too. Like, I just thought that was kind of funny. But I'm fine with both. I like the decision. I'm fine with it. And I'm looking forward to both of them. And, you know, for me, as I've always said, I don't care who gets the lead. I just care that there's a season. And now it looks like I've got more work. I've got more work ahead of me. You know, after what happened this season and Matt's season and everything going on and everyone thinking that this franchise was going to hell in a handbasket and, oh my God, they're going to be taken off the air. They just added seasons. We just added a season. So clearly, you know, they're not going anywhere. Now, if things don't change, that could happen. And that's the one thing. And if you watch the live on Tuesday night, that was Ashley Spivey's biggest issue, is that it's not that she doesn't like Michelle as a bachelorette. She loves Michelle. But Ashley just said, I don't feel comfortable with Michelle because production hasn't proven to me they know how to handle a person of color as the lead on the show. Just watch Matt's season. It was a fucking disaster. So at this point, that's where we're at. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I think it'll be really interesting. I'm looking forward to Katie's season, looking forward to Michelle's. Probably means we're going to start getting Katie's guys next week. They're going to be released by the show, assuming they still do that. And I'll fill you in on first and last names and their social media accounts as soon as I can. But if that happens, and I'm sure it will. So, a lot to look forward to in Bachelor Nation. I don't know who the host is. We don't know yet, but as things have gone on, I've been able to find stuff out over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mentioned it in yesterday's column. I've given you a lot of exclusives. Maybe I will have the exclusive on who the next host of this show is going to be. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. And I was just glad I was able to get that, because I honestly didn't know if I was going to be able to get that after the Final Rose spoiler. I really didn't. I knew that there was a twist, and I was just digging. I was like, what is this twist? What is this twist? And then I finally was able to get it. So glad you all enjoyed it. I definitely say it might even be 80% might be too low. I want to say 90%. And the ones that didn't like it are probably just people saying, well, what about Abigail? It's like, well, you can't give everybody the bachelorette gig. I mean, some people are just not going to get it. So if that's the negative response, what about Abigail? Then I don't really even consider that negative. You know, it's more or less a negative response to this would be, I hate both of these women. I don't want to see them on my TV. And I didn't see that once yesterday. So that's a good thing. A lot of bachelor programming coming up. Oh, my God. Let me have a break. So anyway, so that's your bachelor stuff. And, of course, Temptation Island is here. Season 3 is airing every Tuesday night, 10, 9 Central on USA. Last week we had Kendall Kirkland. This week we have his girlfriend, Erica Washington. So check it out, podcast number 225.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, let's bring her in. She is the other half of the Kendall and Erica couple on this season of Temptation Island, airing Tuesday nights at 10, 9 Central on USA Network. It's Erica Washington. Erica, thank you for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Let's get started with how I pretty much start all these with your fellow castmates. I want to know your background. I don't feel like we know enough about the contestants in terms of before they were on the island, who you are, a little bit about you, where you grew up, what your schooling, what you're doing now. Give us a little update on Erica Washington.
Yes, of course. So I was born and raised in San Diego, California. Recently moved to LA. I've only been here for a few years now, but I'm a communications major. And at the time, I was a personal assistant for a fitness influencer, but I now work at the VA hospital.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you are, is that how you and Kendall kind of linked up in terms of your background in fitness, or how did you guys meet again? He told me last week and I forget. Sorry.
Yeah. So, so Kendall being from San Diego too, we actually had a lot of mutual friends. One weekend I took a trip to Vegas with one of my girlfriends and she was linking up with one of his friends. So his friend brought Kendall along because I was with my girlfriend and we met there. So we met in Vegas and then when we got back to San Diego, you know, didn't really know if we were going to still stay connected and we just ended up talking like literally every single day.
That's right. Now I remember. He told that. That's right. He mentioned the Vegas story. So when you were, I don't know, going through this process, I remember Kendall did say last week that this was kind of all his idea. Like it was brought to him. He found out about it somehow and he presented this opportunity to you. I don't think you were on board at first, but tell us how that all went in terms of how he presented it to you and where you were in terms of, I don't know, maybe immediately being a little hesitant about doing this.
Yeah. So I actually was on my way home and I got a phone call from someone and they're pretty much just like, hey, you know, it's so-and-so calling in regards to Temptation Island. Do you have a second to chat? And I'm like, who? Like, who are you? And they're like, okay, I could talk to Kendall and then we'll call you back tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. So I call Kendall and I'm like, what? Like, what is Temptation Island? What is this all about? So I get home and, you know, we have a conversation about it. And my initial reaction is absolutely not. I'm not going on the show where, you know, you're put in a position to date around to other people and be, you know, technically single for X amount of days, weeks, however long. At first, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. But as he said, we had so many conversations just surrounding the idea of even going. And as we continue to talk about it, I'm like, you know what? Like, it's a bit unconventional, but this is definitely a way to just sort of figure out, okay, is our relationship built the way that we think it is? And are we truly meant for each other?
I know you said initially you were like, no. Is it because you had seen something from the first two seasons? Were you familiar with it or no?
Yeah, so I was familiar. I hadn't seen the full seasons, but I've seen, you know, little snippets here and there, which is why I was like, oh, no, no, no.
So you were aware of what the show was, what the process was to this whole thing, and what could possibly happen. And he mentioned it last week, and, you know, we talk about it with you. I want to talk about it with you in terms of, I mean, the biggest thing, and like, we can get right into it now, is you guys are probably the most talked about couple right now because of what Kendall is doing on screen. So that is where a lot of people are having a disconnect with him. And I, you know, when I had him on last week, I'm like, okay, I kind of see where he's coming from, but I also kind of don't. And that the reason why I wanted to talk to you was because you're the other end of this and you're the one that has to deal with his actions on television. So what I'm curious of is this notion of, I didn't come on the island. We have no rules, but I didn't come here to cheat. And that's where I'm kind of, I guess by his rules, he's not cheating, but for the people that are watching, it is cheating. So can you explain this to me? I'm still really confused.
And I will just say, you know, that was definitely miscommunication between Kendall and I too, because it's like, okay, you know, we're not going to set any rules. I mean, for me, the purpose of that was, I want to see your heart's true desires. I want to see, you know, what you do when you're in a position to, you know, be intimate with someone or just be around other women. Like, what are you going to do? What's your initial reaction to that? And then, I mean, Kendall on the other half was like, you know, well, this is my opportunity to be single. You know, I don't want to cheat. That's not my goal. I mean, obviously that wasn't necessarily the case, but, you know, it was just such a disconnect between the two of us. Like, we were, I guess, I thought, you know, going into it, we thought that we were on the same page with the no rules. And then very quickly that completely changed. So, I mean, I have to side with everybody else, you know, regardless of the situation or regardless of the position we're putting ourselves in. I mean, it's definitely still a form of cheating.
Yeah. And obviously you had to endure it out there on the island. We saw this week's episode where you get to see the clip of what happened with him and Alexis. And I don't know, because the week before on your clip, which was the Devil and Angels clip, where Alexis was just coming on to him pretty hard and, you know, rubbing her ass in his crotch, it really bothered you. And you had a very deep conversation with Mark that probably went on a hell of a lot longer than even what was shown. But what we were shown was still you were very emotional and were seemingly doubting yourself and doubting your own intuition. And then last night, even more worse footage, I guess you could say, is shown to you. And you were like, I'm good. Like, hey, everything's good. Like, the girls are, I think the girls thought you were going to break down again. And you were like, no, I'm good. No. And so why was that your reaction?
So what's not shown, you know, in the first few episodes that we've seen is the extreme amount of crying that I was doing. So I think, you know, by the time we got to the bonfire, and I saw the clip, it's sort of like, you know, based off of the first Bonfire clip, I'm just expecting to see the worst of the worst. Like, I'm mentally preparing myself going into it. So when I see it, it's like, you know, damn, unfortunately, this is exactly what I expected to see. But like, I've already sat and cried about it so much. I refuse to sit here and continue to cry about it. Like, I just didn't really have it in me to keep crying about, you know, the same person just disappointing me again. And it's funny because I've actually had a lot of people like, oh my God, like, how are you sitting there with a smirk on your face? And it's like, I mean, what do you do in those moments? No one can ever prepare you to watch your significant other have sex with someone in front of your face. So it's like, all right, wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think people probably applauded you for the way you acted. I think they were just surprised because they were yeah. like, if that were me in that position, I'd be, you know, furious, crying, breaking down.
Right.
But you're saying, look, I had already done that enough times. I didn't doing it again just seemed like counterproductive. It was just going to add more to it. Now, did it bother you more that not that it bothered you more or less in the fact that from what we've seen so far, the other clips that the other women have gotten to see has been so far different than what Kendall, like, their guys aren't doing anything close to what Kendall has done up to this point. So did that play into it too? Like, God, I wish one of these other guys would be seen doing something remotely close to what Kendall is doing, because I feel like I'm out on an island here.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely do not wish that. But I mean, it was just watching those clips, I guess, watching the other girls' clips for me, it was like, well, geez, I wish that, you know, Kendall was over there talking about how he wants to be a better man for our relationship, or talking about, or, you know, even just seeking advice from some of the other girls that he's surrounded with, like, how can I make my woman feel better? You know, like, just trying to at least focus on our relationship a little bit. And I mean, clearly that wasn't necessarily the case. But yeah, no, definitely wish that, I guess, my clips sort of looked like their clips in a sense.
Yeah. No, that's where I was just like, it was bad enough to watch what he was doing, but it almost had to sting almost double the amount, just because none of the other guys, at least that what was shown to you guys in those clips and to the audience, has been anything, you know, remotely close. It is guys talking about, you know, Julian talking about, wow, this experience really opened up my eyes. You know, Tom's done a little bit of flirting and with Sophia and whatnot, but nothing along this line. And then Corey, obviously, just, you know, he didn't do anything, at least so far. So, you know, he's just pining over Aaron the whole time. So,
yeah, I'm like, geez, can that be Kendall?
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's fascinating, because it's like, you know, I read some of the stuff online. I like to see the reaction of people, and everyone's just like, well, what do you, you know, the people that are maybe even siding with Kendall are like, well, what do you expect, Erica? Mm-hmm. This is what you signed up for. Like, this has the ability to happen if you choose to bring your significant other on this show. So what is your response to something like that?
I mean, of course, I mean, obviously, I guess we know what we signed up for, but it still comes down to the respect. You know, if you love someone and if you have a certain amount of respect for this person, regardless of what position you're put in, I mean, there has to be a thought in the back of your head, like, you know, I'm going to respect this person because I love them, or even just I'm going to respect myself because I know that at some point, you know, the world is going to see this. So, you know, yeah, we know what we signed up for, but still there should have been a certain level of respect that wasn't there.
What is the, I think it was in the first Bonfire, you made a reference to your father and something about you're going to have to explain this to your dad, or Kendall's going to have to explain this to your dad. What exactly did you mean? Have you, obviously, I'm assuming you've spoken about this to your dad about what's going on the show and whatnot. And has he given you thoughts so far as to what has been shown and what's going on?
Yeah. So my dad's reaction to a lot of this is actually very surprising to me. I'm a daddy's girl, and my dad is like a typical military dad, basically, very strict when I'm growing up. So I'm just expecting, like, the second I tell my dad what's going on, like, he's going to come for Kendall. He's going to say, you have some explaining to do. So that's, you know, sort of what I was referring to. Just, you know, I know my dad's not going to let it slide. He's definitely going to want to talk to Kendall about it. But I mean, my dad's been very supportive over the past few episodes and just sort of understanding. And he's, you know, I just not really worried about what a lot of other people are saying. He's just sort of just checking in with me and like, you know, I know that all of this is going on TV, but like, are you okay? I let him know I'm okay, then he's good. So
yeah, no, and it's definitely interesting. I would think it's, you know, having yourself and the people involved having to watch this back, it also mm-hmm. includes, you know, family watching this back and probably people making comments to family members. I don't know if you have any siblings or whatever, but you know, mm-hmm. for me, that covers The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's with social media nowadays, it's turned into not only do you have to suffer the brunt of what people's opinions are of the show, but anybody that you know has to as well. And,
right.
you know, I'm sure your parents or any possible siblings, friends are well aware that Erica's on this show and, oh, my gosh, look what Kendall did and stuff like that. So I guess it can't be easy. And I'm sure you're hearing it from a lot of different directions.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't spend too much time on social media, you know, going through a lot of these like comments or messages. So, I'm doing a pretty good job at keeping my distance. I have a younger sister. Her on the other hand, you know, she's always ready to go to war for me,
yeah.
but, and even some of my friends, but, I mean, I guess just for everyone, like I said, including my dad, it's just sort of like, are you okay? That's all that matters. Like, there's people at home. Some people are, you know, very supportive and happy watching the show. And then there's also a lot of miserable people at home. And unfortunately, social media gives these people the opportunity to really just share their opinion or share their thoughts, which is completely okay. You know, sometimes it can just be a little harsh and a little bit nasty, but it's all good.
So about your journey, let's get off Kendall for a second. I'm already forgetting who your first date was with, but I know that your most recent one was with Jesse. Who was the first one with again? Remind me.
My first date was Lex.
Yes. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because you got very emotional on that date as well. So Jesse, tell us, why you ended up picking Jesse. Cause I believe Jesse in the first episode was on a date with Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So cause we never actually saw the transition of, I think we just kind of saw, oh, by the way, the second dates are here. And I don't think we ever see mm-hmm. you picking Jesse. Maybe we did. I think we did. Anyway.
No, I don't think it showed.
It didn't show. Okay. So tell us the transition of doing that. And was there any sort of, just out of curiosity, did you go to Kristen first and been like, hey, I'm kind of interested in Jesse. I know you went out with him, you know, one time. I want to go out with him. Or did you just do it on your own and, or maybe already knew that Kristen wasn't totally sold on him?
So actually Kristen came to me. I absolutely love Kristen.
Yeah.
But she came up to me, you know, all of us girls were having a conversation after the first dates and she was just like, hey, you know, I think that Jesse is someone you need to take on a date because a lot of the things that, you know, you've been saying that you've wanted, I feel like carries those things. So it would be nice if you, you know, got to know him and go on a date with him. And I was like, okay, like I'll consider it. And then when I finally had the opportunity to talk to Jesse just one-on-one for the very first time, it was like, okay, like I can see why she's like, hey, like this is a good guy, you know, get to know him. So that's why I decided to pick him. And I actually, it was just in the midst of having that first conversation, I think we talked for like over an hour, just the two of us. And I was like, okay, like now I feel comfortable with asking him on a second date.
Oh, okay. What is your dating history before Kendall? Like how many serious relationships have you been in?
I would say that I've only been in like two really serious relationships. All of those relationships, very, very toxic.
Oh.
So when I started dating Kendall, that was like the first time that I was dating in a little over a year because I was just like, you know what? I just need to embrace like my single life.
Okay. And you know, one of the things that you brought up at the bonfire on this week's episode was the fact that Kendall had cheated in the past as well. So, I that just popped into my head again. I was like, oh, that's right. He cheated. So that was kind of just, it was almost like a throwaway sentence in your conversation with Mark. It was, he asked you and you responded. Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that was a sticking point in your relationship as well. There was a trust factor there with Kendall and, in this particular cheating incident, was this an ongoing thing, or it happened once, or when was it? Was it early on, or was it later on?
So it was later on in our relationship, and it wasn't an ongoing thing. It, you know, was a one-time thing, but I think where things started to go downhill was when we were just essentially just sort of taking turns just hurting each other. Hmm. So, you know, what is not talked about is how, like, I guess I've definitely been in a position in our relationship to where I just felt so just thirsty for somebody to give me any type of attention, or just, you know, speak so positively of me, because I feel like I was never getting that from Kendall. So then, you know, after the first incident of him sort of cheating, it was like I was in a really low place, and then I cheated back. Then it's like just leading up to the moments of us stepping foot on the island, it's like we're just taking turns hurting each other. So it's like, dude, like, we got to stop this. We got to just figure out, is this something that we actually want to be serious about, or are we just going to like have to just leave it where it is and just move on?
Yeah. When you said we both were hurting each other, I was like, that was going to be my next question. I was going to ask, did you cheat as well to get back at him? And that sounds like what you did. It was more of a revenge cheat than you really, stepping out on him and really didn't want anything to do with him. It was more of like, well, you know what? If you did that to me, fuck you. I'm doing it back.
Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily to like, oh, let me do this to hurt you. It was like, I was in, like I said, again, like such a low place. I feel like I wasn't being heard. I feel like I wasn't being appreciated. So then, you know, right time, right place, someone comes up to you and they're like feeding all of these things into your ear and making you feel like, you know, a queen. And it's like, all right. So yeah, I mean, definitely the goal is never to, you know, hurt him back or be vindictive, but I mean, it happened. So
yeah, the timing was there and it happened.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the people's complaints happened to be around Kendall, and even a couple of things that I heard after last week's podcast was just that he really, I think a lot of people looked at the first few episodes of this season and are just like, wow, he's controlling her. He's manipulating her. He's getting her to believe all these things that just to keep him under his wing while he can go off and philander and do what else he wants to do. And I mean, what is your take on that?
I mean, I see how it's very easy to see that someone's controlling, you know, someone's manipulative. I wouldn't necessarily pin that on him. However, he does. I mean, manipulative, no. Controlling in a sense. Yeah. I mean, after talking to him last week, I'm sure you know, see that Kendall knows what he wants. He knows what he wants. He knows how he wants it done.
Yeah.
So if it's anything outside of that, then he's frustrated or whatever the case might be. So he's definitely been, there's definitely aspects when he's been pretty controlling, just because, again, he just knows what he wants and he knows how he wants it done. And that's one thing that we've always butt heads about, because it's like, you know, when you're in a relationship, you cannot, it's not just going to be exactly how you want it to be. Like, there's another person involved, and now you have to compromise and you have to be okay with that. You have to respect what the other person wants to do, and vice versa. So yeah, I mean, I definitely see how people are, you know, sort of, I guess, assuming that he's a manipulative person, but yeah.
Yeah. It was no doubt interesting. And, I got interesting feedback from last week's podcast. And I'm just out of curiosity, kind of switching subjects here, as a woman who's looking at the other women, the singles on the island, and I know that when Kendall first picked Alexis for a date and grabbed her hand and walked back to the seat, you made a comment about sanitizing his hand. COVID, that's right. But so watching all this, I don't know, when you saw Kendall and you saw Kendall in the first clip with her at the Devils and Angels party, and then this clip, is when you look at someone at like Alexis, are you mad at her? Do you think, is this someone you saw Kendall possibly vibing with, or was this completely out of left field?
Completely out of left field because she is not his type.
Oh, really?
That's all I'll say. But
not his type. How? Based on what? Not his type. How?
I in this moment, I don't really know anything about her. So like, I can't be like, oh, you know, her personality. Okay, that makes sense that he would choose her. But yeah. So just off of what I know, the physical appearance, that is absolutely not his type.
Okay. I want to ask, is he, I mean, does Kendall not like white girls? Has he not interracially dated before? Is that it? I mean, if
no, he has.
Okay.
He has.
Okay. I didn't know if that's what you meant by not his type. Okay.
No, he has, but, and I'm just, I hope it doesn't make me sound like biatch. but it's just like based off of like, even just how she carries herself.
Okay.
How she carries herself. And I mean, he's not like, he's dated like, so that's not just because he doesn't like white women, but you know, the conversation leading into this was just sort of like, oh, you know, like just white girls aren't my thing. And it's like, all right, well, are you sure about that? Cause here you are.
Okay. Were you more upset at her or him or both?
Not upset with her. But just sort of upset, I guess, disappointed with Kendall.
Okay. The funny thing is, like, well, I want to get to the next part, which was an incident that happened during the episode last night that was kind of confusing a little bit. And that was Rocky and Trent versus Shaquille and Blake.
Oh, yeah.
First off, I didn't even know there was a Rocky and Trent on the show because we didn't even know about them for three episodes. And all of a sudden they're stirring the pot and calling out Blake and Shaquille. So, from what we saw, it looked like Rocky and Trent made a comment towards Blake, I think, just calling him a bitch or something like that, or told him to F off or something. And then, you know, Blake's like, Shaquille, you should go over there and do something about it. And, you know, kind of got in their face. Then you kind of came, like, first, I think it was it Chelsea that was there? Yeah, it was Chelsea that was there. And then all of a sudden you came in from the other room telling Shaquille to just, you know, calm down. And can you explain? I was confused by that whole situation. Maybe there's something I didn't
say.
What happened?
Yeah. It was a little choppy. So, you know, these guys, Rocky and Trent, just sort of talking smack. And I guess one side note I will say is when you live with 12 men, it definitely feels like a mixture of high school and like a frat house.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it would be this much drama living with a ton of men. But anyway, you know, just sort of talking back and forth, Blake, throwing shade, calling him out of his name. And I see Chelsea over there talking with them. But when I walked over, it was when Shaq had gone over to sort of confront these guys per Blake's instruction. And from where I'm sitting in the house, I just see Shaq and Chelsea. So to me, it looks like he's raising his voice at Chelsea. And that's one thing that I don't play.
Yeah.
So I went over there because I'm like, all right, like yelling at my homegirl, not cool. I have to step in. I'm that friend. So I go over and I'm like, oh, you know, you're not yelling at Chelsea. You're yelling at like these two guys, whatever. And so just, you know, trying to be a good friend to Shaq, I'm sort of just like, hey, you know what? Like, just walk away. Like, these guys aren't worth it. And he's like, you know, like, I don't want to waste my time talking about these guys. And I'm like, well, you talking about how you don't want to waste your time is still you wasting your time. So like, let's just walk away. Let's walk away. And so I'm, you know, trying to tell him over and over, walk away, walk away, walk away. And I think at some point I like put my hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I was like, walk away. And he sort of like jerks his shoulder back. And he's like, don't touch me. And so now I'm like, okay, well, now I'm mad because I'm trying to help you. And now you have an attitude with me. And me just being me, I'm like crying now because I'm mad and I'm frustrated. I want to punch somebody. Like, it was just all over the place. But my heart was in the right place. I was trying to help him.
Where was Aaron during all this? Since that was, I can't remember if that was before or after she had had her date with Shaquille. What did she think about all this?
So it's actually funny when we watch, she's like, oh my God, I didn't realize that this happened. I think she was in the house and, but she was just sort of like, you know, why is he going off? We watched the episode yesterday, it's like the first time that we're even just seeing the side conversation between Blake and Shaq. So it's like, oh, so that's why he walked over.
Well, there were two major themes to this week's episode. One was obviously the progression of Kendall and Alexis's relationship, which we all saw. But then the other thing was Blake the Fake. And again, this is something that I don't know if we've gotten the full picture as viewers of what this was about. Clearly, people were saying that he was fake. Clearly, Chelsea was observing him. Like she said, people told me that you were, and then I observed you, and I came to the same conclusion. Yeah, you're fake. Last night, after the show, there were all sorts of lives going on Instagram, and everyone's jumping on everybody's live, and I'm trying to keep up with who the hell is, who's saying what, and who the hell is showing up on whose. Mark had Blake and Shaquille on his live last night after the show ended, and I watched probably the first 5 minutes of it, and immediately one of the first questions that Mark asked to Blake was, you know, hey, you've been called a fake, and, you know, what was that all about? He goes, I'm seeing it for the first time, so I'm asking you, what was that all about, Blake? And Blake seemed to double down on, you know, hey, there are people in this house that maybe weren't getting time, so if they're not getting time, their idea is to tear down other people, and that's what was happening to me. So Blake clearly doesn't think he's fake. Where are you on the Blake is fake drama?
Out of it. That's where I am. but, I mean, it's like...
Did you see it? Did you understand what people were saying with him? Like, could you at least understand why people were calling him that? Because it's almost like where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's way too many people calling him fake for it just to be coming out of left field.
Oh yeah. I mean, I guess I can only really speak on my personal experience with him.
Yeah.
And all I know is if we're off to the side having a one-on-one conversation and you're laughing and you're joking, and then, you know, a camera comes around the corner and now all of a sudden you're crying, it's a little questionable to me.
Okay.
So for me, it was sort of like, you know, are the things that you're saying, because I mean, I will say, like, Blake was giving us girls a lot of advice, he was supporting us, but then it was just kind of like, what's genuine? Like, do you actually care about us? Do you actually mean these things, or are you just saying it because, you know, you just want us to side with you when you're like now doing like out of pocket things or just being rude towards people? So I mean, I guess I'm sort of leaning on the side where he is a little questionable sometimes and can be a little fake.
Okay. Yeah. Because you weren't the one that was in the standing next to Chelsea when she was having like that circle conversation. That was, I believe, Kristen was next to her, where Blake was like, hey, Griffin, do you think I'm fake? And they were like, no. Don't bring other people into this. That was Kristen that was with her at that time, I believe. So,
yeah,
that's the thing I think that a lot of people, hell, I think the Temptation Island Instagram account even put up a poll question last night. Do you believe Chelsea or do you believe Blake? And it was literally... The last time I checked, it was 51% said he is fake and 49% said no. Like, America is still split down the middle of what they think about Blake.
Yeah, I think everyone's pretty confused. Like, but why is he fake, though?
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to ask, like, where do you stand on this? And in your interactions, like you said, this is something that for you is like, okay, no, this is where I kind of see what they were saying. And I think now hearing what your answer was, and comparing it to what Chelsea told him in her one-on-one talk with him, it does seem like this is a guy that maybe turned it on for the cameras, like acted one way when cameras weren't around, and then wanted to be like the guy that everyone ran to and Mr. Advice and maybe for camera time is
right.
Seems to be what it is. Okay.
I mean, you can only hope that people come on there and are actually genuine, but unfortunately that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get people there. I mean, it's reality television. We're going to get people that are coming on the show just for the idea of, and look, this is a reality television show that films in Maui. Who don't want to go to Maui for a month? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, true. So true. We are at a position where we're four episodes in. You, you know, the last episode ended with you watching what Kendall did. I know you can't give anything away for the rest of the season, but one of the things that we saw literally as the credits are running is you guys getting back in the van and Kristen is basically like, all right, we are going to celebrate the new Erica tonight. So what can we, without giving anything away, what can we expect going forward with Erica and your journey?
Yes. You can expect to, watch me rediscover myself and be unapologetic about it.
Well, that's good. Is there anything? Let's see. I'm sure date number three happens next episode. I haven't seen it yet, but are we looking at when you let you, if you can put yourself back in that position in Maui, leaving that second bonfire, mm-hmm. where was your head at? Was it almost, because I almost feel like now after talking to you, what's going to come is what you told me earlier in the podcast, which was, hey, Kendall cheated in real life. And then once I started, and then I was right place, right time. I was getting attention. I was at a low point and I got attention and I, cheated myself. I'm not going to say that you are going to return the favor, but is it more of when you left that bonfire, you were like, okay, now it's official that Kendall has crossed a line that I'm not thrilled with. I'm really mm-hmm. not going to be closed off to this experience. And I'm really going to just open up and see what happens.
Yeah, so that was definitely a thought. It was never like now I'm going to open up and then that comes with like opening my legs too. it was sort of like, I'm going to just really embrace this experience and let my walls down, because leading up to that bonfire, I had just been like, getting to know the guys, but not really trying, because it was like, oh, but I still want to be respectful. But I'm like, okay, well, there's my partner disrespecting me. So for what, why am I still just being so mindful of this person when he's not being mindful of me? Just in that moment of heading back to the house after the bonfire, it was like, all right, like that was the confirmation I needed. He's obviously not worried about me. So I'm going to start worrying about myself.
Gotcha. And that's probably, the whole point of going to this through this process, as Mark said in the beginning, is you probably came there with a bunch of questions, and by the time you're in the middle of it, or even at the end of it, they're not even the questions you had for yourself. And it's a totally bizarre experience. I think most people looking would be like, I would never bring my significant other on the show, but we thank you for doing it so we can be entertained by it all.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you and Chelsea and Aaron and Kristen for taking your men and going on the show so we could all get some serious enjoyment out of this. And we will be looking forward to what happens the rest of the way. So Erica, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And I want to say good luck the rest of the way, but you already know what happens. So we'll just say we'll be watching and I wish you the best and keep in touch.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Erica.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much to Erica. I really appreciate her coming on. A lot of tough questions to answer. And, they're the most talked about couple so far, because let's face it, the other three couples, Aaron and Corey, Julian and Kristen, Tom and Chelsea, they haven't really stepped out yet or done anything where there was questionable behavior involved. Kendall, he had sex with another woman. Erica has to deal with that now. How does it happen? How does she deal with it going forward? What does she do now? Does she turn her attention to... Looks like she's into Jesse. Does she turn her attention to him? Is there someone else that comes along? Does she have sex this season? I don't know. And I know nothing about the spoilers of this season, but it does seem really hard to believe that Kendall and Erica leave this show as a couple. But remember, when you get to the final bonfire, you have three choices. Leave as a couple, leave single, or leave with one of the singles. So I don't know what happens with those two. I just pretty much can eliminate one of those three in that those two leave together. I'd be stunned if they left together. That's just my opinion. So anyway, I appreciate you all listening. Thank you, Erica, again, for coming on. Thank Kendall last week for coming on as well. And thank you all for listening. Please rate, subscribe, and review in Apple Podcasts. Much appreciated. We're back next week. I think we're going to have a couple of the singles on from Temptation Island next week, since we've covered half the couples. Tom and Chelsea have been on, now Kendall and Erica. So next week, I think we're going to go with a couple of the singles, the notable singles this season. So for Erica Washington, I'm Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week. See you.